強がりの裏側に弱さを隠してた。逃げないよこれからは。もう一度あの空へ。
作り上げても壊してまた作って何百回もあげれなげ。でも負けるために慣れすぎてた。
認められたくて空回って強がり見せたところで、それじゃ自分が嬉しくなるだけじゃない。
行こうかインスタントウェイクアップ。目を覚ますな強さをメイクアップ。じゃダメなんて壊せ Far for yourself。 目をそらすと Fly again。
強くなりたいと願うこと。
Hello, you're listening to the Talking Spirit Animecast. My name is Andrew, and I'm joined here with Chris.
Yo.
Today's episode is a review on Gundam Build Fighter Special Build Blu-ray review copy that was sent to us from Right Stuff and Sunrise. And they sent us a copy so we can check it out to let you guys know about it and then go from there. But yeah, this is a kind of a bundle Blu-ray rather than doing releases of, you know, individual parts. This has included in it the Gundam Build Fighter's GM's Counterattack, Gundam Build Fighters Tri Island Wars, and Gundam Build Fighters Battlelog. So yeah, this is a quite a little hefty little package. It technically only runs about 116 minutes through all those, because the Battlelogs are kind of like little 10-minute shorts, I believe. And Tri Wars was a 30-minute OVA, and I believe GM's Counterattack was also a little short OVA as well. So, but yeah, it was a cool little kind of package, just because we watched Gundam Build Fighters. We watched Gundam Build Fighters Tri. But after that, it kind of got, the releases got a little bit scarce or just not available. So it was nice to get a little complete package so that we can dive into them and watch them all. And Chris didn't have to be too afraid of a, you know, big, long, epic Gundam series that I always make fun of him all the time now for. So
yeah, pretty much.
He sees a Gundam come in and he goes, no, PTSD of watching way too much Gundam in a very short amount of time. That's what binging does to you, so it's understandable. But yeah, it was a nice little short, sweet little package that we enjoyed kind of sitting through, and we're kind of reminding ourselves of the team, because it's been a while since we watched Tri. So I guess about a good
like almost 3 years. Has it been 3 years?
Well, the Island Wars released in 2016, and we didn't get a chance to watch that, so it had to have been before then.
Hmm.
That we watched Tri, because we watched Tri when it was actually streaming and showing, so it makes sense in the end. But yeah, this was done by, of course, Studio Sunrise, who does all the Gundam stuff. Genres are action, sci-fi, and mecha. But yeah, just to kind of jump through each one of them, I guess to give a brief synopsis of each one of them, GM's Counterattack was based on, of course, the joke is the whole Char's Counterattack. It's based off that title. But in this particular one, it takes place after the original Gundam Build Fighters series. It follows Sei as he and China go to kind of a little battle arena that they're setting up. Tatsuya kind of invited them to a little battle arena that they're setting up. And at some point, you find out there's this kind of a Gunpla Mafia that exists. I think I remember the Gunpla Mafia stuff being mentioned.
Yeah, now that I think of it, it seems like, yeah, it does make sense that they were in there, and that's
it's like a
was them
black market kind of thing where they set up their own Gunpla matches that were not, you know, under the organization of Gunpla. And so there was like a policing unit that did investigations to find these people and everything. It's like, yeah, it kind of reminds you of the fact that Gunpla's pretty dang huge in this particular world, enough that it has its own police force and everything, lots of money. I remember joking about the fact that one of the labs had something happen to it in one of the Island Wars, and I was like, it doesn't really matter because they have this company is like bigger than football, like it's huge. They have tons of money. It doesn't really matter if a lab has problems with it. So Yeah, so yeah, they have the mafia show up, and there's like a little battle between the original crew and this particular thing. And it was nice because at the end of that one, they had a little cool handoff to the Tries series, which we never really, I don't believe we ever really got when Tries came out. Because, of course, Tri is takes place chronologically after the original Gundam Build Fighters. And Tri Island Wars, essentially, the Fumina gets an invitation to go try out a new Gunpla station that they're kind of building at a lab on an island. And she reluctantly, her mother actually reluctantly invites Sekai to kind of go with her to test it out. And, of course, Yuma ends up being there and something happens at the island and they have to do this big, huge battle with like Plavsky particles everywhere. Apparently it kind of went outside the realms of the usual battlefield and then kind of concludes. And then, of course, the battle logs, like I said, is kind of just little shorts that are just little snippets of different things. There was like a goofy little short with Fumina and Karuko as like Gunpla girl models. And they were like saving the world and everything. And they had to fight art guy in the middle of like a bear guy village. It was kind of really goofy. They had some other ones that had Tatsuya had like developed an AI system so they can put warriors of the past Gundam and inside of the Gunplas and fight each other, which was kind of funny because you had little cameos with certain groups, certain people like Char and stuff. So yeah, so what's your thoughts on these three OVAs? I guess they're all technically classified as OVAs.
I really did actually surprisingly enjoy this. It was a lot of fun to see kind of the almost holes that were like Andrew had mentioned, the kind of baton pass from Build Fighters to Build Fighters Try. That so it was kind of a nice little cute how did the like the trophy end up in the student count or in that training room and all that stuff. So it was really kind of neat to have that little tidbit in there, kind of a nod to certain characters and what happened after the story was all said and done. So it was nice to see kind of some of that stuff being sprinkled in there. So there was a lot of really cool stuff in there. And then, of course, like Andrew had mentioned, the nods to the geekdom and all that stuff, especially like Andrew was saying, the Char and the characters that he may or may not be battling against in some just of the other ribbons. Stuff.
Ribbons. That was my favorite part was Char fought Ribbons and Char didn't know who Ribbons was, but the moment that Ribbons said something, Char's like, that voice, I know that voice. And I was like, I wonder if that's a nod. I had to look it up because I totally knew it was probably because Ribbons was the same Seiyu as
Amuro
Ray. And sure enough, I looked it up and sure enough, same Seiyu. And I'm like, that was so goofy. But it was obviously that's what they were doing because he said specifically that voice. That voice angers me or something like that. So
The nod to the fact that they're both of them are absolutely obsessed with Lala.
Yeah. Well, that was technically present in the original too. So,
well, no, well, it was, but they never really acknowledged it as an obsession.
It was totally making fun of it.
This was they flat out mentioned the fact that they were.
It was done in jest, whereas before it was done in seriousness. And that was kind of the thing that I acknowledged with Chris, and I don't know if it was something that I mentioned in the review of Gundam Build Fighters Try, was that watching GM's Counterattack and some of the battle log is I kind of had that, you know, nostalgia feel. Like, I missed the original cast of the original Gundam Build Fighters. I wasn't too much a fan of the Try team, and I kind of mentioned to Chris that was a reason, because I think at the time it was a lot to do with the fact that the original Gundam Build Fighters was so heavily focused on the fandom and the nod to the overall Gundam franchise. It was a lot of jokes, it was a lot of references, it was a lot of cameos, whereas I felt like Tri was so focused on the competition and the team, which was kind of a little bit of a letdown when compared to the original series. And I got that kind of nostalgic feel when I watched GM's Counterattack, because I'm like, okay, cool, this is the team that... And it was funny, because the GM's Counterattack was, like, the last one in the playlist, whereas Tri Island Wars, I think, was the first one. So I'm like, oh, I wonder if I didn't know that GM's Counterattack actually followed the original cast. I just thought they were going to be all tri-cast or something like that. So it was nice to get that little jump back in time to then and kind of see them again and kind of have that nostalgic feeling with the characters again. Definitely do miss them. And I guess that's kind of the nice thing about this entire package is that it's very cheap. I think right now it's listed on Right Stuff for like $20. I'm sure they'll probably have a sale for even cheaper than that. But, and then, yeah, technically it's only, you know, 2 hours long overall, but at the same time, it's a nice little kind of send off for the entire cast because I don't think they technically had anything beyond this. I think after this, they went straight to Gundam Build Divers, which was something that we haven't watched completely through, but I'm sure eventually we'll get a review copy and watch.
Yeah.
but it was nothing that was anything wrong with Divers. It just wasn't working for me at the time. But I did definitely miss the original Gundam Build Fighters series because, like I said, we've watched a whole lot of the Gundam series and having all these nods. And it was funny because we watched Gundam Build Fighters originally before we watched really any of the Gundam series. We watched the original series and a couple of ones after that, like Z, but we hadn't watched all of them. So we were actually talking about going back and watching them again.
Yeah, it's almost
afterwards.
Like I want to go back and see if they're, now that I've gotten the entire series, almost the entire series in, now I want to see if there's things that I would pick up that I wouldn't have picked up before, which we noticed things that should have picked up on, but not necessarily.
Yeah, you don't get the joke too much, but you do know, you know the joke's there.
Like because I do know that they made a lot of mentions of Rawl and he was actually
their coach. And was it Tri?
He was the coach in Tri, and I want to say that he had a couple of mentions in the first one too.
Yeah, I think so. I think he was like a uncle or something to say, if I remember correctly. Yeah, it's a lot of nostalgia, and I think that's really the good point on this one. If you're listening to this and you're wondering, hey, is this something I should pick up when I haven't watched anything Gundam or Gundam Build Fighters, it's really a hard sell because this is literally just an icing on the cake on the top of you watching Gundam Build Fighters and Gundam Build Fighters Tri. You're revisiting the friends for that final send-off, unless some miraculous reason they decided to make a Gundam Build Fighters 2 or something. This is kind of the swan song for the entire that particular two franchises before they went off to, like I said, Divers and so on and so forth. It is definitely that for the fans, and it's for that kind of continuation that you're kind of looking for. And I was actually very much surprised by, like I said, the battle log, even though it wasn't technically a story-driven thing. They were nice, fun little shorts that I actually really did enjoy. So it was a good little nugget.
This is one of those that you almost want to go and shake the guy's hand who decided to take a chance on this, because it absolutely deserves a shot over here, because it is, like Andrew was saying, it's the swan song. It's the one that brings everything together, and it puts all that icing on that cake that it really deserved to be there, and it should have been over here.
Yeah. I think that Crunchyroll had Tri Island Wars at some point. I don't know if they still do, but so if you're looking for a place to actually see that, I think they do have that available. I don't think GM's Counterattack ever came over, though. But no, I think for GM's Counterattack and Battlelog, like I said, I had a lot of nostalgia for, or not Battlelog, Tri Island Wars. GM's Counterattack, I really did like I said, because that was mainly nostalgia, seeing the characters again after the events of the original series. Tri Island Wars, I'm very mixed on overall. I did enjoy it for just the goofy battles and everything like that. But I think like its purpose and everything, it was just kind of definitely was like a final, let's just revisit it one more time. It didn't really feel like it fit anything in the end, but it was still a good watch in the end. I think the I think the best part of the Island Wars, though, was that we had like somebody use the most ult, because we always joked about when we were watching the series, like, it's always this thing of like, I built a new one. They're like, wow, it's great. And then it's like, because this one has this super cool ability. And it's like, cool, can I just attach that to top mine and get the same ability? Like, it never really acknowledges. I think at some point they acknowledge the fact that the strength of the Gundam is based on the build that they do of it, like how well they build it and polish it. You can't just glue things together and it work perfectly. It's like they actually, you know, push this idea that it's all about perfectly cutting each of the parts out of the frames and gluing them perfectly and painting it so well that it makes it so realistic and powerful. Then it makes it more powerful. But it was always funny, the idea of like them suddenly coming out and going, I have this one, it has this insane ability now. And it's like, well, why can't everybody do that? But it was funny to have this moment where one of them like exceeds all expectations and does, I don't know if I want to say it because it's kind of a spoiler. If you've ever watched a lot of Gundam, there's one event that always happens that is like the most OP thing that you can possibly think of an ability that somebody could do. And they did it. And I got a huge kick out of it. I'm like, that's technically the most powerful attack that anybody in Gundam history has ever done. But at the same time, it's like, technically it was a little bit smaller than it should be. But that was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed that because you never really see that kind of stuff in the Gundam Build Fighter series. So to finally see it, because I don't think we've ever had one of those in the series.
What's that? What is that?
Did they ever have them in any of the Gunpla fights?
No. That was the first time they did a call.
It was funny. So yeah, that's it's Gundam Build Fighter special build. Like I said, the Blu-ray copy of GM's Counterattack, Tri Island Wars, and Battlelog. Again, a review copy that was sent to us from Right Stuff and Sunrise. We appreciate them sending it to us so that we could check it out and let you guys know what we thought of it. And if you anything of this sounds interesting to you, definitely go check it out. And again, like they do have Blu-rays of Gundam Build Fighters and Gundam Build Fighters Tri. I believe they also have bundles that you can buy in bulk. So check that out if you are interested. But yeah, we're at otakuspirit.com. It's where you can go for all of our anime new and old, the great community in the form links at the top, social media links on the right side, as well as our reviews of Gundam Build Fighters and Gundam Build Fighters Tri, if you have not heard those already. We hope you all enjoyed, and you all take care.
Os!
Oh,